KD Country 94 weather.
Hello, my name is Mike Reeman, and I am a past school board member. As someone who has served on the school board, I have personally witnessed the struggles this district has had in trying to meet the demands of keeping the facilities up to date and operational. The general maintenance and upkeep of the infrastructure consumes a huge majority of the budget, and thus a lot of improvements are put off due to the lack of funds. The school bond is essential in bringing the school's facilities, technology, and resources to a level that provides our students in this community with the best education possible.
This advertisement paid for by Foundation for Future Generations, Heather Johnson, chairperson.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast.
A red flag warning begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and remains in effect until 7 p.m. tonight. Daytime highs approaching 59 today under mainly sunny skies, northerly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight, clear skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 46.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has been protecting farmers and ranchers season after season.
You need to know you're covered and you've got somebody covering your back.
You've got local people that everybody knows.
And we have a good policy and a good agent, and I guess that's what you need to be able to sleep at night.
Loyal, local, and rooted in ag for over 80 years. Learn more at fbfs.com/rootedinag. It's your future. Let's protect it.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Changes to special education funding could be coming to Kansas if legislatures can come to an agreement. State senators say this started as a four-page bill creating rules on open enrollment. Then it moved to the House, where policy and budget pieces were added. Now the education bill is dozens of pages long and bringing on critiques. Since its introduction in January, Senate Bill 387 has been through multiple changes. A House substitute bill now includes education funding. Our Senate Bill 387 includes constitutional funding, said Representative Christy William, chair of the House Committee on K-12 Education Budget. It also includes historic levels of special education funding, $77.5 million. That funding, which Williams says will come from the general fund, is looped in with other policy measures. Those include different learning benchmarks schools would need their students to hit. United Teachers of Wichita has been wanting to see more special education funding from the state. Our goal would be that there would be a clean funding bill for special education in the Wichita legislature, said Vice President Mike Harris. Harris said he doesn't want that legislation looped in with policy changes. Senator Dinah Sykes, who has been in talks with the House over the bill, agrees a funding bill should be passed on its own merits. Williams said if funding will be passed, it needs benchmarks and guidelines. At the end of the day, it's our job to ensure there's improvement in student education. Harris said the state hasn't been providing the money for special education that's promised in state statute. Williams said that if you calculate special education funding using the local option budget funds, which include money raised from property taxes, the state will fulfill that promise. We weren't counting all the money, Williams said. If we count all the money, then we are exceeding the statutory amount of 92%. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6 Independence in Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Joe County Conservation District sign up for cost share funds April 1st through May 15th. Water resources and non-point source pollution control practices. Funding provided by the Division of Conservation, Kansas Department of Agriculture, through appropriations from the Kansas Water Plan Fund. Contact the Conservation District office at 378-3731 extension 3 for more information and cost share applications. The Mitchell County Convention and Tourism April meeting will be changing its usual date for that month only. And here in April, it's usually on the first Tuesday of the month. But for April, it'll be on the second Tuesday of the month at 1:30. Same place at the County Commissioner's Room on the second floor of the courthouse. Community luncheon, curbside carryout or dine-in, Sloppy Joe's, Lay's, potato chips, carrots, cutie orange, and cookie. There'll be water bottles as well. And that'll be coming up tomorrow, Thursday, April 4th. 11 to 12, 30 Boost Ministries, Blessing House, 120 North Campbell, and Beloit. Free will donation to assist with their outreaches. Benefit lunch and bake sale Friday, April 5th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Municipal Building in Beloit. Lunch will be chicken pot pie. To-go boxes will be available. Proceeds will be given to Jennifer Schmidt to help fight the battle of cancer. Items for bake sale can be dropped off at Central National Bank or Essence Drug in Beloit. Glen Alder American Legion Post number 143 Appreciation Breakfast this Saturday, April the 6th, 8 to 1. Glen Elder American Legion, 200 West Main Street there in Glen Elder. The Glen Elder American Legion would like to show appreciation for the community support by providing a no-charge biscuits and gravy breakfast. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Mountcastle chops it right back to Smith. He spears it, steps and throws to first in time, and that's the ball game. Will Smith earns his first save as a Royal, and the Royals beat the Baltimore Orioles 4-1.
Smith finishing up an outstanding start from Alec Marsh and the Royals win. We'll have more on that coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports with results from the area. Brady Pullen, another honor from the American Athletic Conference. Also, the KU men's basketball team with some good news on players returning and committing to their team. The Chiefs re-sign a running back, and Jackson County votes on a tax measure for the Royals and Chiefs stadiums. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Local sports results from Tuesday in softball. The Beloit Lady Trojans moved to 4-0 with a sweep over Minneapolis in the NCAA, winning the first game 9-7, taking game 2 20-5 in five innings. The Beloit baseball team off to a 3-1 start as they won 22-2 in five innings in the first game against Minneapolis on Tuesday and won 25-0 in a three-inning shutout in the second game. Also, in track and field on Tuesday, the Clay Center Invitational girls team standings. Beloit finished in first place, 213 points, 100 points ahead of Clay Center in second. Individual gold medal winners for the Lady Trojans were Ashlyn Knight in the 100-meter dash, Dakota Gray in the 100-meter hurdles, Kat Gray in the 800-meter run, shot put and discus. Gold medals went to Samantha Thompson. Autumn Lorenz won the javelin gold. Ashlyn Loomis first place in the pole vault. Miley Brown winning the long jump. Triple jump gold goes to Brecken Boudreaux for the girls. And on the boys' side, Beloit finishing in third place. Individual gold medal winners Mason Thompson in the 16 and 3200 meter runs. Brody Litton in the shot put. Javelin goes to Brooks Jones. Brody Boudreaux winning the discus for the Trojans. St. John's hosting the Invitational in Beloit as on the girls' side, Osborne took first place. Gold medal winners from the area, Bentley Smith of Lincoln in the 100 meter dash, the 200 meter, Bethany Similink of Rock Hills, Cody Hill of Sylvan Lucas in the 400 meter dash, Linnell Gingler of St. John's in the 800, Ryan Berticelli of Osborne winning the 16 and 3200 meter runs. St. John's taking the 4x4 gold. Osborne winning the 4x8 gold on the girls' side. Field events, Jennifer Cochran of Thunder Ridge first in the high jump. Hazel Metz of Lincoln first in the long jump. Triple jump goes to J.C. Remus of Lakeside. Shot put to Grace William of Osborne. Gianna Herenick of St. John's winning the discus gold. And the javelin gold medal going to Gracie Reiner for Osborne. Boys' side of things, Osborne finished in second place. Top area team, individual gold medal winners, Mason Baker of Thunder Ridge in the 400-meter dash. Johnny Hamel from Osborne in the 3,200-meter run. And Nate Goheen in the 110-meter hurdles. 300-meter hurdles went to Sam Kindig of Osborne. 4x100-meter relay goes to Rock Hills. Osborne winning the 4x4 and 4x8 relays. Xavier Miller of Lincoln winning the high jump gold. Nate Myers of Rock Hills in the long jump. Jeremiah Miller of Lincoln in the triple jump. And Easton Good of Lincoln took the shot put gold medal there on Tuesday in Beloit. Smith Center Golf Invitational in Phillipsburg. Many area teams opening out their seasons. Phillipsburg took the team championship. Beloit finished in third, the top finisher from the area. Individually, Hunter Sisson from Phillipsburg won the gold with an 80 on the day. Jace Cunningham of Lakeside was fourth place with an 84, and Dawson Lance of Osborne finished fifth with an 87. You can find the full results for all of that action that I mentioned at ncksports.com. One other local sports note, Beloit native Brady Pollen has racked up another American Athletic Conference Athlete of the Week honor, competing in the high jump for Wichita State at the Shocker Spring Outdoor Invitational. Pollen jumped 2.17 meters, or 7 1.5 inches, recording what is the ninth best mark in the nation at the moment, and leads the AAC by 6 centimeters. You can read more about Pollen at GoShockers.com. Also in the college ranks, some good news for the KU men's basketball team on Tuesday as junior KJ Adams announced that he will return for his senior season with the Jayhawk men's basketball program. Adams averaged 12.5 points, 4.5 rebounds in his junior year, playing in all 34 games, starting all but two of those. And then on Tuesday night, Bill Self got a commitment from Lawrence native and South Dakota State transfer Zeke Mayo. Mayo was a Summit League player of the year this past season, averaging just under 19 points, 5.5 rebounds, shooting 47% from the floor and 39% from beyond the arc. You can read more about the decisions from Adams and Mayo at KUSports.com. As heard at the beginning of this sportscast, the Kansas City Royals got back on the winning track, a 4-1 win over the Orioles on a cold and rainy Tuesday night in Baltimore. Alec Marsh had an outstanding night on the mound, pitching seven innings and giving up just one run on two hits with five strikeouts for the win. The Royals scored three runs in the second to get things going, an RBI single from Nick Lofton, a two RBI double from Michael Garcia. After the Orioles scored their lone run in the bottom of the third, the Royals got an RBI triple from Garcia to drive in Lofton for the 4-1 eventual win. Royals manager Matt Quatrero raved about Alec Marsh's first start of the season.
It was outstanding. I mean, that's adverse conditions to pitch in against a really good lineup, and he did nothing but attack right from the get-go. They hit some balls hard that we were fortunate enough to be in the right spot and made some nice plays, but overall, I mean, I think he set the tone. What he built up in September last year and then coming into spring training, he's been on a mission, you know, and that's one game. You know, we don't want to proclaim anything to be a finished product or whatever. He's a very young pitcher in his big league career, but there's a lot of upside there, and we're really excited about it.
Royals are now 2-3. The Orioles fell to 3-2. The two teams will finish out their series at 12:05 this afternoon. Cole Reagan's 0-1 of the three ERAs. Starts for the Royals against Corbin Burns. The Orioles, who's 1-0 with a 1.50 ERA. Away from the field in Kansas City, Jackson County voters went to the polls on Tuesday to vote on Question 1, which was a 40-year sales tax plan that would have helped pay for construction of a Royals ballpark immediately south of the downtown freeway loop in the East Crossroads and a major renovation of Arrowhead Stadium for the Chiefs. The ballot measure failed with 78,352 no votes to 56,606 yes, 58-42% margin. Royals majority owner John Sherman on the vote.
We respect the democratic process. We respect the voters of Jackson County and the results of the election today. We're deeply disappointed as we are steadfast in our belief that Jackson County is far better off with the Chiefs and the Royals. We will take some time to reflect on and process the outcome and find a path forward that works for the Royals and our fans. Thank you.
Prior to the vote, the Royals and Chiefs did say they would explore all options if the tax failed. Both teams will now work on the next steps toward a new stadium or renovations. Finally, in sports, the Chiefs were also in the news on Tuesday, reaching an agreement to bring back running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire. The deal is for 1 year to have Edwards-Helaire stay in Kansas City. Picked up at the end of the first round of the 2020 draft, Edwards-Helaire has fallen short of those types of expectations. Over four seasons, he has 2,610 yards from scrimmage with 19 total touchdowns. His top season running the ball came in his rookie year when he tallied 803 yards, but he's not been able to match that production due to injuries and the progression of Isaiah Pacheco to the starting position. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.